It's been a devastating week as Australians grapple with the economic fallout from COVID-19. Some businesses are surviving, adapting to rules that are changing by the day. Social affairs correspondent Norman Hermont reports.
Good morning, everybody. Here I am again.
At Hisco's gym in central Sydney, Lindsay McGee is getting her fitness class ready.
We're doing a HIIT workout with some low and high impact versions.
She's on her own, speaking into a phone on a brace halfway up a wall of mirrors.
So what's going to happen now is I'm going to head back to my mat. We're going to start the workout.
Yeah, I got a lot of people watching out there.
At home in her living room, Teddy Altrey-Williams is online, watching on her computer, following every squat, twist, and push-up. She's in self-isolation, but can still get her fitness classes in.
It's something that I'm used to doing every single day, and if that was taken away from me, from a health and well-being perspective, it wouldn't be good.
Ready, set, let's go.
This gym had never done anything like this before, but Lindsay McGee says with Australia on virtual shutdown, this idea has taken off.
We kind of cobbled it together. We started testing it last week and we went live on Monday. And now we have 300 members.
Other businesses are making their way in the new world shaped by the coronavirus.
Give me one Baby Gem lettuce out as well. I'll play that straight away.
In Melbourne, Copper Pot Seddon is just one of thousands of restaurants adapting on the fly.
So is the carbonara and a cheeseburger at 6:30.
Just days ago, its trade was almost exclusively in restaurant dining. Like every other food business still open, it's now takeaway only. Ashley Davis is the owner and head chef.
So far, so good. As long as it's safe to do so, I'd like to continue operating and provide that opportunity for our staff, for ourselves, but also for the customers.
Adaptability is now key to business survival. And Professor Frederick Anseel from the University of New South Wales says it's something Australians do well.
So my background is I'm from Europe, and I've seen that adaptation is much slower. Also, people tried to do it, but I saw that after a couple of days, for instance, some restaurants, after a couple of days, they said, well, this is not really working for us, and we don't know how to make that work.
Ashley Davis says for the foreseeable future, there's no choice.
It's kind of a moment where we need to adapt, and the industry will continue. So I'd like to think that we can all come out on the other side and learn from it and maybe have something to move forward with.
That's Chef Ashley Davis ending that report from Norman Hermont.